Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm so excited to have Christina Rodriguez, Vice President and General Manager of the Wireless Access Network Division at Intel, back in studio. Welcome to the program, Christina. How are you doing?
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure being here with you.
So we were supposed to be talking in Barcelona at Mobile World Congress, but obviously that was not going to be the case this year. Instead, Intel came out with some very exciting news associated with our networking portfolio that I thought we should talk about on Chip Chat. Why don't you start with a background of the focus on the wireless access network division and how it fits in with our larger strategy for network infrastructure?
Sure, of course, my pleasure. And yes, of course, we are all missing the NWC 20, but we'll talk about it here. So, Allison, as you know, Intel is advancing our vision of a fully connected, intelligent society with network innovations from cloud to edge to access. As a leading network silicon provider, we have an unmatched portfolio and a very rich ecosystem support that enables our customers to design, deliver, and deploy innovative solutions across the entire network. But if we talk specifically about the RAN, if you look, for example, at reports coming from say the Loro Group back in January, they're forecasting nearly 6 million of new 5G base stations through 2024. So we believe this is the time to seize that growing opportunity in the radio access network. And we have been engaged with the industry to define technology that is capable of scaling through all type of RAN, all type of implementations and deployments. And as you mentioned, we had pretty good news recently this week that we are all excited about it.
Yeah, it's something that we've been talking about for a little over a year. It's great to see this product hit the market and start ramping with our customer base. When you look at the opportunity in radio access networks and the transition of those networks to 5G-capable networks, how important is it that this was an industry standard SoC and that it came as part of a portfolio of silicon capability from Intel?
So let me tell you about the name of the product and continue answering your question. So we launched the Intel Atom P5900. And let me tell you what it is about and how important this is. We have been collaborating with the world's 5G leaders to design for the first time a standard high volume silicon for the radio access network. And again, we're very proud this week to have launched the 10 nanometer Intel Atom P5900 processor. We designed this from the ground up for 5G wireless base stations. This is the first time that we're bringing Intel architecture into this market, into this segment, into base station. It's delivering key requirements for the 5G base station of today, but also well into the future. It's a highly efficient compute, ultra-low latency, accelerated throughput, precise load balancing, all that highly integrated into an SoC that as a result has outstanding performance per watt characteristics.
Now, obviously, this is a great moment in terms of engaging the base station market, but the RAN is a broader focus for us as well. How do you look at radio access network technologies and the various types of deployment models? And how does Intel create a silicon portfolio for that?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. Because when we look at the RAN of the future, and especially with 5G coming up, we see a variety of deployments that will be needed. One size doesn't fit all. And in comparison to 4G, this is a new thing with 5G that will require that much more diverse set of solution deployment. We're talking about distributed versus centralized, versus cloud, versus fully integrated. in one side, but also we'll see macro versus micro, various small cell capacities and form factors. And then if you look at the radio deployments, it's a broader range there too, different frequency bands, different bandwidth carriers, MIMO configurations. So all kind of different possibilities and architecture choices there. And, you know, in one side, the operators are going to continue leverage existing investment, and the network that exists today has to support the 4G and the 5G traffic growth, and will have to enable all that and continue providing those very optimized solutions. And at the same time, together with all this, there is a desire to bring some of the innovation found in cloud deployments into the RAN, and this provides an opportunity to increase the value of the RAN and have common cloud software platform and have faster deployment of new software and features and enablement of new service offering and new revenue models. So that's what we believe that Intel is uniquely positioned to enable this RAN evolution with all these multiple type of deployments, multiple architecture choices. We have a really broad array of solutions and IP portfolio from our Xeon line, our Atom line, our SoCs, and of course the Intel Atom P5900, prime example of that, but also our custom ASICs and our FPGAs and structured ASICs and even our radio IP. We have it all, right? We have everything that is needed to put together for our customers to use and deploy in their system to be successful and unleash the full promise of 5G.
Now, obviously, we start our focus with silicon, but we also work on software stacks, all sorts of different innovation to help speed solution delivery within this space. Can you tell me how we're engaged in different ways with the industry to drive different and unique innovations?
Absolutely, yes. So this is another thing that we're doing very well, in my opinion. It's not just the hardware components that we offer, but it's Intel, we're investing heavily in software. It's the complete solution. I'm not talking not just about drivers and operating system. I'm talking all the way up the stack. Right, we collaborate with the entire ecosystem to have software at the different layers of that for a stack, from packet processing, the open source such as DPDK, but also, for example, we have transport software that is very optimized, field proven, battle proven, right, that we offer. And then also, for example, we have our FlexRAN Intel software reference architecture, which is another way for communication service providers to accelerate the development if they use virtualized RAN. And we have over 80 companies worldwide licensing the FlexRAN solutions. And in general, right, all the way up to the stack, also application-specific or workload-specific software, working with our partners and ecosystem and the entire industry, a very rich software offering running in our portfolio.
When you look at the traction that we're getting in the industry, what do you see as key collaboration and movement within our ecosystem and our customer base in terms of trying out some of these innovative solutions?
We are delivering an unmatched portfolio of solutions, right, to support a wide range of RAN options. And we have a deeper relationship across that industry to collaborate, to innovate, to integrate on a variety of architecture ingredients that goes from custom solution to front hall gateways to off-the-shelf server technology to cloud-native OS platform to software stacks, as I was saying, of course, all kind of hardware components. We are truly providing the fastest and most effective path to design, deliver, and deploy 5G solutions for the entire network infrastructure from the core to the edge to the access.
That's fantastic. Christina, congratulations on the exciting news this week. It's fantastic to see. One final question for you. Where can folks get more information about these products and the solutions we're delivering with our ecosystem into the marketplace?
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while, and we are very excited to be launching this and very confident in the success of the product and the success especially of our customers. The customers have responded very well, and we have Nokia along with other leading providers that have announced previously that are going to deliver the solution. So I'm super excited about that, and then the many collaborations with the rest of the industry. For more information, visit our webpage. Visit all that we have, many resources, a tremendous amount of information in our webpage, and I think that's the best way to find more information, and any of us can be happy to answer more questions and to help in whatever way we can.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today, Christina. We hope to have you back soon.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.